Give us a, if you can, a definition of fate and self-determination, Mr. Jacobs.
Well, a little by little, fate is nature and nurture. Okay.
All right.
But let's start with a joke. You know how to make God laugh? Make
how
a plan.
Make a plan, huh?
And yet we need to plan. We need to set goals. We need to organize our lives. We need to schedule ourselves. We need to draw blueprints and move our lives ahead. Now, normative religion says we have free will. But what does that entail? And how much free will? Fate, let's take a look at nature first. We are, to a great extent, ruled by our DNA physically. How we develop, how we look, our potentials are written into our genetic system. The geography and the climate that we live in. If you live in hilly country, there are different ways of experiencing life than in mountains and in Switzerland than in the Great Plains. We have lifestyles and temperaments that develop in geography and climate. The nation we grow up in and its history has an influence on how we develop. The religion that we are brought up in and the isms that we learn as we develop, the language that we speak, is the adjective before the noun or after the noun? Do you combine words as you do in German, which leads to scientific development? So language has a great deal to do with it. I feel very strongly about English as an American language because English is the language of democracy. It developed in English. Then the sun and moon, and I'm not talking astrology right now. The hours of the day and the ratio of day to night has an influence on us. There are also theories, now this we may not all agree with, like biorhythms and circadian rhythms. I've kind of kept track off and on with my biorhythms, and I haven't found them of any great value. But I understand that some airlines choose their pilot schedules by them. Now, there's nature, nurture, those who raise us, our family, our friends influence us, our teachers, our preachers, our the economics we live through, our perception of the material world. Are we entitled to money? Are we not entitled to money? People who grew up in the during the Depression developed a certain kinds of perceptions and certain ways of being. Then there's the metaphysical world, and there most of our listeners will agree, but some people will not. There are astrological influences, there are numerological influences, but if you put that all together, I knew a reader who would use biorhythms, astrology, numerology, and the card system that I use. And if you do that, you may only have three or four good days a year. You might as well stay in bed, you know, because of all the ups and downs.
Sure.
And I once said to a friend about 25 years ago or more, actually it was about 40 years ago, gee, the I Ching is wonderful. And he said to me, he was also a seeker at the time, he said to me, I stopped doing the I Ching when I asked it whether I should go to the bathroom or not, So there is a portion of metaphysics called ontology, not oncology, which is cancer. Ontology is the science of being, how we develop, how we refine ourselves, how we define ourselves. Now, the soul also has a path to learn, and a need to learn. And you've had scientists like Jung and Newton and Kepler and Pythagoras who all believed in the metaphysical sciences. And yet we're born without knowing what our curriculum is. My feeling is that we are here to refine ourselves through working on ourselves. You know, it's interesting that you call your book a worker in the light.
Worker in the light, yeah.
Because you got to work at it. There are ups and downs in everybody's life. There are good days and bad days. But a lot of it has to do with consciousness. A lot of it has to do with our feelings, and that's where I'm heading.
Yet some people, Joseph, are happier than others, and they just tend to pull away from the muck better than others. Why is that?
Well, we all know people who have been born with great disabilities, people who have had difficult nature and nurture and have overcome them through self-determination, through the right focus of the mind. It's very easy to say, I'd like a relationship, but I don't want to get hurt. I'd like to be rich, but the economy is upside down. And so that kind of negative thinking, well, it's nothing wrong with knowing what the bottom line is. What's the worst thing that can happen to you? But in negative input creates negative results.